So, Jill, what brings you to Chicago today?
I'm so thrilled to be here. I love Chicago. I'm so honored to be here for the Lynn Sage Foundation annual luncheon. I can't think of a better cause, and I'm just thrilled to be here to sort of compliment and discuss, you know, the work that goes into, you know, helping people with this disease.
Obviously, sometimes money for research is always needed. I don't think there's ever enough money to work on something like this. What else needs to get done?
I think awareness is really important, and early detection. And there are many ways to help. If you can't necessarily donate, you can volunteer. My mom has volunteered at Memorial Sloan Kettering in New York for over 20 years. And she's, you know, there's so many levels. There are people who want to help with fundraising and stuff envelopes for benefits like this one today. Or, you know, you can actually work with patients, which my mom does. So there's a whole vast range of things. My mom is in the hospital seeing patients, and that's very challenging emotionally, I think, sometimes. And I think some people say, okay, I want to help, but I don't want to kind of deal with the emotional weight of that. So I'll work in an office or raise money. And every single aspect of it matters.
You battled through this disease. What do you tell somebody that just gets the news or just started treatment?
I have to say, just like, be as brave as you can for the surgeries. I was scared before my double mastectomy, and you just have to trust that we're in an era where medicine is so advanced, you're going to have the care that you need and deserve, and you'll get through it, and the only way out is through. But rely on your friends. Don't be afraid to ask for help. And I found, just because I'm such an open book and I have no filter and no edit button, but the more you're open about it, the more comfort and care that you'll get, and that support really helps.
Do you think comedy has helped you get through this as well?
100%. I had such a sense of humor about it and was joking about my drains and all the Hawaiian punch pouring out of them, because it's like this disgusting combination of blood and pus. And when I just talked about it in real terms, I felt like I could laugh about it. And if you don't laugh, you'll cry. So it's better to laugh.
So what's going to happen next? You just brought a book out last year, and you're continuing with helping people out in the cancer research. What else is next for Jill?
I'm working on a talk show. I'm developing it now. It will be on a streaming service and will come out in 2019.
A talk show? And is it going to be your very own? Is it going to be
yes.
on Netflix? Is it going to be? Can you share that information?
I can't share where it's going to be yet, but yes, it's my own talk show. I have a radio show now on Sirius XM on the Stars
109?
Network, 109. And so it's a similar idea. That's 1 hour, and this will be a half an hour, but with a guest and very cozy and feeling like you're just having a drink with me in my apartment.
So for you, being a mom, being an author, being a comedian, when do you sleep?
I sleep 8 hours every night. I'm very disciplined about sleep. I have really low blood pressure. I'm like an Ethiopian marathoner. I'm always cold. People ask me if I run marathons. I couldn't even run 1 mile if I tried, but I have very low blood pressure. I need sleep desperately. And on the weekends, I sleep 10 hours.
What do your babies say about all of this mama traveling? And do they feel some type of comfort that you're actually helping institutions like these?
They do, but I think it also makes them, you know, see that I'm working and that I'm busy. I'm trying to, you know, just get things done, and I'm home a lot with them, but they know that I need to go and work too, so they get it. Both of us travel, but we take turns.
We are about to finish up, but what can you tell people that actually they cannot volunteer but can only give maybe some type of monetary?
I think no gift is too small. Please consider donating to Lynn Sage Foundation. It's just an amazing cause for an amazing woman who lost her life at 39. It started with 17 of her friends gathering to come up with a way to remember her, and now it's swelled to 1,000 people. But I think it speaks a lot to her, but also the fact that so many people are touched by this disease, and no gift is too small if you can consider donating.